was late for choir class again today.
I only stopped to try to catch a sunbeam, Mr. Archangel. I wanted to put it on the teacher's desk.
So you caught a rain cloud and brought that instead, and inside, too. Twinkle, why can't you be a better angel?
I try, sir. Honestly, I try.
Well, try a little harder. And Twinkle.
Yes, sir?
Please straighten your halo.
As a special highlight of our holiday program, we're delighted to be able to bring you Harold Leonard Bowman's affectionate fantasy, Twinkle, with Donald Woods as narrator and starring Everett Sloan as the Archangel with Bobby Alford as Twinkle. The special musical score has been arranged by Percy Faith for the Woolworth Orchestra and Chorus and features our distinguished guests, Elaine Melvin, Eugene Connolly, and the DePauw Male Chorus. First, Percy Faith and the orchestra set the scene with a beautiful carol, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear.
Just a few days before Christmas, and in heaven everyone was busy with preparations for the great event so soon to happen in a tiny town on earth called Bethlehem. The golden horns which would announce our Savior's birth glistened in the morning sun. The big white clouds had been freshly laundered, and the moon's new face was shined and silvered for the coming holiday. Yes, everyone was very busy. Everyone except Twinkle, a mischievous, unpredictable little angel who, like most small cherubs, loved to play in the streets of heaven. Twinkle had a bubbling boyishness and a glint of playfulness in his eyes which won him his name. And so,
Twinkle, why must you be constantly underfoot?
He was either too available.
Twinkle? I sent you for a fresh box of stardust an hour ago.
Or not available enough. Or Twinkle occasionally, quite frequently in fact, was known to play tricks that gravely disturbed some of the older and more sedate angels. Like the harp episode, for instance.
Now, Twinkle, you stay away from the harps. You'll have them all out of tune.
Yes, sir. Shucks. What harm is there in plucking the strings of the harp? A couple times, anyway.
Twinkle! Oh, Twinkle, what in the name of heaven are we going to do with you?
I don't know.
What's wrong, Twinkle?
I don't understand what's happening. Why is everyone so busy? Why are the golden horns being polished? Why is the star angel making such a very special star? And why is the weather angel hanging out the clouds to dry?
Later, Twinkle, later. Just stay out of the way and twinkle.
Yes, Mr. Archangel?
Please straighten your halo.
So Twinkle went his way and watched and waited, because like all small boys, he had a bright young curiosity. And then, on a certain chill December evening, he saw a band of angels gathering by the gates of heaven. Twinkle hid behind a star and listened, and he heard the archangel say,
"There will be shepherds in the fields watching their flocks by night. Go unto them and bring them the good tidings of our Savior's birth. Say unto them there shall be peace, goodwill towards all men upon the earth from this night hence."
And Twinkle heard the rustle of the angel's wings. He watched the archangel as he closed the shining gates, or almost closed them. Somehow, a tiny space remained, not large enough for any full-grown angel to pass, but large enough to let a small white figure just squeeze through.
There! I made it! Let me see. I wonder which way it is to Earth and Bethlehem.
Stable on the edge of Bethlehem, the shepherds had paid their homage to the infant child and gone their way. Three kings had entered, placed their gifts beside the manger, and departed. But overhead, the special star still shone in all its glory. Twinkle's hand reached out to touch the latch. His fingers barely brushed it when the door swung slowly open, and there before him was the figure of the gracious Mary. In her arms, the Christ child lay. Beside them, Joseph stood, and hovering in the light above, the lovely figure of an angel. Twinkle stood and looked and listened, and he heard a voice that sang like all the harps of heaven, telling of the child, the baby Jesus.
The angel sent a shepherd.
The last notes of the carol died away. Twinkle turned to go, and then the angel spoke.
Don't be afraid, Twinkle. Please, come in.
I really shouldn't be here.
You are most welcome. Come closer, Twinkle.
I saw the wise men bringing gifts, but I have brought him nothing. Nothing at all.
He is happy just to have you here.
I don't know what the archangel will say when he finds out where I've gone. I just never seem to do anything right. I get the harps all out of tune. I'm always in the way. I can never keep my halo on straight. But
what, Twinkle?
I just remembered. I do have something for the little baby. Here.
No, Twinkle. Not your silver halo.
Please, just let me put it on his head. It's something I should like him to have so very much.
And Twinkle took his halo off and placed it on the infant Jesus' head. He paused a moment, just to be certain it was straight. Then, without a word, he turned, slipped through the stable door, and disappeared into the night. While from the town of Bethlehem, a voice proclaimed the great event which had occurred. A voice sang of the night of nights, which will be now and evermore remembered in the hearts of all mankind.
From the midnight carols.
But Mr. Archangel...
Yours was the only star in all the heavens which wasn't lit on this most holy of nights.
I know. I forgot.
Yes, and worst of all, you've lost your halo. Oh, Twinkle, I'm afraid this time someone else must discipline you. Come. You and I are going to see the Holy Father. Come with me, Twinkle.
Yes, sir.
In the great white hall, the whole celestial company was gathered. And all alone, before the great white throne, stood Twinkle. He looked up at the man who sat above him. A tear ran down his cheek, and Twinkle rushed hurriedly away, He held his wings back bravely, and in a small, clear voice, he said,
Father, forgive me for losing my halo. I gave it to a little baby in the manger in Bethlehem.
The whole celestial company was shocked. Murmurs of disapproval eddied through the hall. And then...
Wait. Stop. The fact that Twinkle gave away his halo is of very little importance. What is important is that he gave away the thing he treasured most. And such unselfishness should never go unrewarded.
And suddenly, Twinkle felt a glow about his head. Looking up, he saw he had a brand new halo. A halo made of purest gold that shone as brightly as the star above the stable in the town of Bethlehem. Twinkle bowed his head in thanks, and this time he didn't stop to wipe away his tears, but turned and left the great white hall. And just beyond the portal, the old archangel stood. He kneeled and held the little angel in his arms. And then he said,
I knew where you had been, Twinkle. I knew where you had lost your halo, but I wanted you to say it.
Thank you, Mr. Archangel.
Merry Christmas, Twinkle.
Merry Christmas, sir.
And Twinkle.
Yes, Mr. Archangel?
Please, straighten your halo.